Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
You may have noticed that Elihu is the only one who respectfully addresses Job, calling him by his name. He's also the only one who actually quotes Job's words. See Job 33 verses 8 to 11, showing he was paying attention to the long back and forth before he spoke. What he says must be convincing, since none of the four countered his comments, and he's the only one of the five principals who isn't rebuked by the Lord in the closing chapters. Although he doesn't unjustly charge Job with gross immorality and hypocrisy as the others do, he does suggest that Job consider what the Lord may be showing him of his own heart. When God has done a work of grace in a soul, the object of that convicting ministry, quote, looks at men and says, I have sinned and perverted what was right, and it did not profit me. He will redeem his soul from going down to the pit, and his life shall see the light. Behold, God works all these things, twice in fact, three times with a man, to bring back his soul from the pit, that he may be enlightened with the light of life. Verses 27 to 30. Job, you'll find it's a great relief to deal honestly about your struggles. And if you do, you can work helpfully with others through your testimony. As the Lord told Peter, quote, when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Luke 22, verse 32. Elihu also knows Job will live happily when, quote, his life shall see the light. See 1 John 1, 7. Then he understands that dealing with sin will need to be repeated. If you're anything like me, it will be a great deal more than two or three times. So keeping short accounts with God should be done habitually. And the best thing about it? It's not in your own strength that you win. Quote, God works all these things. It's a heavenly victory in the Lord. If we will, He can.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.